on it. I don't see anything the state gains by selling, just by selling now on a long-term contract at the in-value price, because it's going to get that anyway, just in terms of selling it. The state is not getting any premium for the long-term sale. The state may get a petrochemical plant. I personally doubt it, but it may get a petrochemical plant. Now, if it wants it, it's got to take some risks. Any enterprise that comes in, whether it's uses state royalty oil or anything else, is going to ask to be bailed out if it gets into trouble. If Alpetco went to Sohio, incidentally, if Sohio's oil is cheaper than the in-value price, Sohio's really got a problem. I asked them why they don't try to buy it from Sohio. Well, it's because the political involvement of the state has a symbolic value, and the state selling its royalty oil may well make, well, Sohio probably just doesn't believe that the thing's got any potential and won't be involved in it, but they would do better going they would have gone better to Sohio. Suppose they did go to Sohio and got the oil and got in trouble. They'd still come to the, if they got in trouble, they'd still come to the state, whether it's the state royalty oil or not. If they couldn't meet their debt service, they would come to the permanent fund and ask for refinancing. If this project for, what is it, 4,000 jobs, and they had that last 15% of the financing to put together, and they were buying Sohio's oil, of course they'd come. Or if we've got a big bottom fish processing plant, we've got no objection, evidently got no objection to the state taking some of the risks and providing capital subsidies to bottom fisheries. What's so sacred about something that uses royalty oil? Every business is going to ask to be bailed out, and we're going to have this pot full of money to bail them out with. The risks to the state on Alpetco aren't that much worse than the risks on anything else. Let me wind up with one suggestion to the committee, and one of my terms of reference here was how can the legislature best resolve the factual, legal, analytical, and policy questions presented by this contract. When I was working in the U.S. Senate in the Energy Committee, the Interior Committee, we had a procedure for hearings of this sort, in which the staff would make up a long series of written interrogatories organized into factual questions, the statistical background, things like that, legal questions, analytical questions, and things like projection of future trends and how things work, and policy questions. Now these could run sometimes there'd be four or five questions, sometimes there'd be four or five pages of questions. And the witnesses, governmental witnesses or the industry witnesses, would be sent these over the signature of the chairman some weeks in advance or as far in advance of the hearing as is practical. Well, at the same time the hearing is scheduled, and the interrogatories would be published along with the official notice of the hearing, and then the witness would be required to bring a prepared statement responsive to these things and to deliver it to the committee 24 hours before they appear, before the witness appeared. So again, members and staff would have a chance to look at it, because a lot of the questions depend upon revolve around very difficult legal points or complex statistical or analytical problems that you really can't cope with just off the top of your head, and which the witness can't cope with the question off the top of his head. The same time you get the witness on the record, written, as to what he means, and it's very difficult for him to back out or change his premises. Now, this would be particularly useful with this contract, where there are some very questions of what does the contract mean? In section 2.3, have the phrase, Alpetco can exercise its option to purchase as under the circumstances which are triggered by a proposal to offer the oil for sale to another purchaser at a lower price. Well, what is proposed to be offered mean? Does that mean that the commissioner has simply asked for proposals? Now, some people say, well, we need a fancy legal expert to do this. You don't need a fancy legal expert to find out what that means, because when the thing gets to court, if it's ever going to be litigated, if it gets to court, what does the judge want to know? The judge wants to know, what is the intention? What did the contracting parties intend by this? He doesn't go to his legal dictionary and look up proposed to be offered. He goes to the minutes of the royalty board, or he takes testimony from the two parties as to what was said in negotiations, and they present whatever evidence they can. And so if you ask the question, if you ask, have a series of interrogatories and say, what does this mean? Does it mean that such and such? And you ask both the administration and Alpetco to answer it. Either they get together on the answer, which is perfectly proper, in which case they give you an answer and you know what that means. And that is what it means, because if anybody questions it, the other side just goes into court and say, before the joint committee of the state legislature, they said their understanding of it was this. So that's what it means. You've resolved. If they come up with different answers, and it's a serious thing, you've got to reject the contract, because you can't ratify a contract where the two contracting parties don't agree on its meaning. You have this list of questions prepared by Legislative Affairs, questions to be answered in these hearings, is exactly the kind of thing you've got in mind. They need to be sharpened, but there's some very good questions in there that are going to fall between the cracks in this hearing. Or for instance, Fred Boness will tell the chairman the answer to one of them, but he's not on the public record in such a way that you've also asked Alpetco the same question, or if it's a question having to do with what's going to happen under what circumstances, where you've asked the consultants to respond to the same thing on the record, where you can compare their answers. And I would strongly suggest that you get your committee staff or Legislative Affairs to put together a series of questions of this sort, which can be directed above all to the two sides that are contracting this, but also to the extent they're appropriate, can be directed to the consultants. And you can ask the consultants to, within their particular competence, to respond to these various questions.
Other questions or discussion? Thank you very much. Exciting and enlightening.